Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank. They're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They've got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. And finally, our latest and our newest,
Also Print Limited, www.alsoprint.com. It's run by Andrew. He was fed up of working for a big company who he felt let his clients down as a salesman. So he decided to go it alone. And boy, oh boy, how successful has he been?
Boy.
He looks after 60 local authorities. He can sort out your printing needs from security devices on your tickets that you want printed up. If you want branded clothing for your staff.
All of that COVID stuff you see in shops, also print. .com can do it. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message, here beginneth the show. Okay, Angelos, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Are we
can
going
you hear
to see?
Me?
Not very well. It's very quiet.
No. Get out.
Yes.
I've got top technology.
Yeah. Are we going to see you?
I'm here. Hold on, please. Ha ha. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to do the big reveal. There he is. There he is.
I don't know why it sort of makes me laugh to see him. It
makes
me happy.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can. We can hear you. How are you doing?
Yes, you know, I'm a little bit hot, I'll be honest with you. I've worn the wrong clothing tonight, unlike you two. Look very summery, very beautiful.
Look at the sweat, though. I had to clean maggots out of my bin.
Oh, I bet you stink.
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
You've worked in catering. How would you deal with maggots in a bin?
Get your hand in there.
Yeah.
Get your hand in there. And then just poke them out with your fingers. Because if you start using brushes and you start using dustpans and all that stuff, they just wiggle out of all that. Yep. You just want to use your hands, get them in there, get them out.
Okay.
And chuck them on the grass too. Okay.
Right. Okay. I chuck them into the wheelie bin.
Well, that's not very good, is it? Because they're going to end up somewhere else. You've got to chuck them in the grass.
Well, okay. If I chuck them in the grass, they might. And I don't want to ever get into an argument about this. It's supposed to be.
He's
a
professional caterer. He knows.
I know about maggots as well, Catherine.
But do you know about cats? Because I don't want the maggots on my cats.
Or don't chuck them on the grass. Or don't let the cat on the grass.
This is becoming very complex.
Have you ever had a pet?
No.
Okay. Can I speak honestly?
Okay. If it's not too honest, is it?
It's honest.
All right. Well, it depends on what subject it's going to be honest about, because I'm quite sensitive.
It is about you.
Okay, crack on. I'm fine with that.
I was not expecting that your room to look quite so smart as it looks.
This is not my room. I've hired a specialist house to do this in.
Gosh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, posh house. Yeah.
You've hired a posh house for a 4-minute Zoom interview.
Yes. I spent some money on this because I'm trying to get back on television.
You and me both, man.
Yeah, I know how you feel, right? Yeah, and I've been offered all sorts of things, you know, but it's just a bullshit industry, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to swear.
Hey, if you're angry, you can swear, come on.
Well, it is, isn't it? People lie to you all the time, all of that. Right, listen to this, right? My mate Malcolm rings me up the other day, right? He says to me, Angelos, I'm making an art house film about an electric kettle, right? And I want you to play the lead, okay?
Yeah.
Is that a lie or what?
I don't know, is it? Have you?
I don't know. He's offered me the job and I don't know if he's taking the mickey or not.
Okay, because lead could be interpreted two ways.
He could be joking with me, but I don't know.
Is he a film director?
No, he's not.
He's joking with you then.
All right. Well, I'll turn him down then because I'm not having that. You know what I mean?
You're right. Ian's feeling very full of himself today because he's doing the Jeremy Vine on Friday.
Is it?
Yeah.
I could see if I could get you on Jeremy Vine. Should we have a little practice?
Show. He's a cyclist, isn't he?
He is. It's being hosted by Anne Diamond this week.
Oh. Okay, that's all right. Well,
you have to talk about the news, so let's have a practice, okay?
I'll be Anne Diamond. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. I'm not Jeremy Vine, I'm Anne Diamond.
I know.
And here is Angelos. He's joining us remotely because of the COVIDs. Angelos, what do you think about what's going on at the moment?
Well, it's all a mess. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the world, and you can take your pick of any of it, right? And I just think a lot of it has been handled extremely badly with all the COVIDs and that, and the financial implications of all of that.
Yeah.
And everything else, what is going on, there's a lot of stuff that is not being handled exactly right, Anne.
In it, though. What do you think, Ian?
I was wondering what Angelos thought about this new vaccine that the Russians have...
I've had it already.
The new Russian COVID vaccine?
They tried it out on me.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Early bird special. They was looking for... guinea pigs, and I says for the good of mankind, I'll you can stick whatever you like in me. Right.
Yes,
yeah, I know. Damn. And I said to them, are you offering any money for this? And they says, well, no, not really, you know, but we'll get you out to St. Petersburg and we'll put you up. Ooh. And then we'll stick a dose in you and then fly you home and we'll see what happens.
Blimey.
Yeah. I'm not glowing. There's nothing falling off. Things are going okay.
Well, thanks to taking one for the team.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure. But we'll see how we get on further down the line because it might be a load of old rubbish. You know, I don't know what's in it. They didn't tell me. I asked them what was in it and they don't tell you that, you know. They say, you wouldn't understand. It's a lot of chemicals, you know. Yeah. So I've said okay, and I bought that, and I've just gone on my way. And let's hope it works, because I feel okay at the moment, you know.
How long ago was that you took it, Angelos?
A couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay, and scene.
Okay.
I think it could work. I think it could definitely work.
I can send that to Jeremy Vine.
Oh,
that
I
clip.
Thought that was a genuine story. That actually happened. I didn't know we were still doing Jeremy Vine then.
Yeah. No, but I didn't know that you'd actually had
I was right in it.
Yeah. So you have had the injection.
To him.
You have had the injection?
I've had it, yeah. Can you send that clip to him and see if he'd be interested in that?
I will send that clip to him tomorrow. I'll tweet it to him and see if he's up for it. Okay. I don't see why not.
He's had all sorts on. I don't see why not either.
He's had some right idiots on, so he should probably go for you, I would have thought.
Oh, well, that's nice. And you're going on, I see.
Friday.
That's all right. And what is it? Have you got to have anything prepared when you go on there to talk about?
Or? They're going to phone me up tomorrow to tell me what the big stories of the day are going to be on Friday.
Yeah.
Right. And then what you've got to do? You've got to read the newspapers and come up with some opinions.
I've got to come up with opinions. They ask you to read newspapers. You can say that you've read a newspaper. You don't actually have to.
That's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking when you get there to the green room, the producer takes you to one side and says, "We think you should say this, Ian." You know, is that what happened?
They kind of, sometimes they ask you to, and I say no. But here's the thing: because of COVID, I don't have to go to the green room. I'm doing it from this chair here.
Doing it in the chair,
yeah,
in the gaming chair,
yeah,
yeah.
So that means that's good. You can just watch a few like documentaries on YouTube and form an opinion that way.
Yeah,
easy well, that's peasy. What most people do.
Exactly.
Are you going on it, Catherine?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
She wasn't in the jungle or the 11 o'clock show.
What are you going to do then when he's on there?
I'm gonna eat crisps and laugh.
Oh, what was? Are you going to watch him or are you going
to
just...
No, it's just what I like to do in my spare time.
Oh, okay.
I can let that one out.
Why not?
How are you finding the whole lockdown, Angelos? You struggling with it?
It's getting on my ramp. I've been creatively quite juicy. Made a few bits and bobs, you know. Things have started to pour out of me at an alarming rate.
Is that because of the injection?
Well, no, it's got nothing to do with the injection. Right. I'm talking like creative juices, you know.
Oh.
In fact, I wrote a song.
There we go.
And this one is all about snooker player Stephen Hendry. Here it comes. Stephen Hendry, he's so cool. He does stuff with a snooker ball. Knocking him in with a ring-a-ding-ding. Queuing away with a hi-hi-hi. He's a Scot, but he can slot the black in the pocket because he's red hot. That's it so far.
That's really good. That's really good. I've never seen Hamilton, but I hear it's similar.
I want to put it on vinyl.
Ian, you know how to do that, don't you?
Is this part... I'm just laughing because it's very rare I get to meet another songwriter of a similar caliber.
You'd be intimidated. Yeah.
Not intimidated, I'm enthused.
Does he make you want to up your game?
I mean, yes, he does. He's like George Harrison to my Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Is that going to go on the wrestling album, though?
Well, it's part of the wrestling and snooker album that I'm doing.
Concept, is it? Yep.
Snooker and wrestling, yeah. It's sort of a thing I'm working with, you know. Snooker, wrestling and animals is the third part of the trilogy.
We had Barry from Watford on the other night.
Is it?
Mm. And we just wanted him to come on as a caller, but he insisted he'd be booked as a guest. And before he came on, he didn't say this on the stream, so I don't actually have the videographic evidence.
Okay.
He called you a ponce and he said that he was hoping that he would never have to work with you again and was very frustrated that because of the lockdown, you two have actually had to work together even more.
Yes, it has been a problem, I must say.
He called you a ponce. How does that make you feel, Angelos?
Well, it doesn't make me feel great, I'll be honest with you. You know, it makes me feel a bit wounded because I think the bloke is, you know, I thought he was magical, but... If you peel back the onion, there's more layers to be revealed with him. And I think he can be great and all the rest of it to your face, but you don't know what's going on behind your back. And that's when the daggers come out and he will stick it right in between your shoulder blades if you're not careful, which is why he's called me a ponce.
Yeah.
I do know why he's called me a ponce, because I borrow a lot of stuff off him and I don't give it back.
So you're actually poncing stuff off him?
I do ponce stuff off him a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is a reason why he says them things.
Yes.
Right? They're not just coming out of the blue, okay?
Right. It's grounded in reality.
There is a reason. But all the same, it still stings, you know? It still hurts when he says them things about me. You know? Even though he calls me a ponce to my face as well, you know? I think it's a bit unfair. Yeah. I've had his lawnmower for about 6 months, you know. And here's the thing. I haven't even got a garden.
Would you say that it's, because I'm looking at getting into counselling, and I'm just getting some, I wouldn't mind practising on you a little bit.
Listen, I'm an open book.
Yes. Well, yeah. You're like an open magazine that you might find in a bush.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. Mucky. You can ask me anything.
Okay.
And I will answer it.
Steady now.
No, don't be steady. Be wobbly.
We don't want to leave you raw at the end of all this. This is
no, that's true. I don't want to be raw.
Would you think that your poncing stuff off of him goes back to daddy or mummy not giving you toys or breast time as a baby?
Well,
did mummy give you breast time as a baby?
Well, my mummy was she was a graphic designer.
Oh.
And my father was a burglar, and I don't know how they got together, but it was a party. Anyway, neither of them were terribly good parentally, and I think I lost out on quite a bit of stuff when I was younger, and so I think the poncing comes from the fact a bit of both of them actually, who weren't really there for me because they was obsessed with what they was doing, you know, whether it was the graphic designing or the burglary. They was always off doing their own things, you see. And so I had to make my own stuff and I had to create my own environment. And right. The way I done that was by, like, poncing off people. Yeah.
Okay. Whose house is it that you've rented for this tonight?
Kim Cattrall's.
Oh, the really dirty one from...
Yeah, it was like, oh, I'm feeling horny.
Oh,
is
she in?
One. She's a camp one, isn't she? She's quite camp. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, there.
Is she in?
She's like off a Carry-On film.
I'd say so.
Oh, my God.
Is she in? Could we have a word with Kim?
No, she's not in. No. She's out camping it up in the West End.
Okay.
She's at the Hippodrome.
Okay, well, she should be observing lockdown, really.
She's observing the lockdown. She's doing it on her own in the Hippodrome.
Okay. Well, she can probably afford it with all the money from the...
She's hired the place out. She's hired the place out.
Just to be camp on her own.
Dude, oh, look at those tables.
Oh, dear.
Because Christopher Biggins, when he did Come Dine With Me...
Yes,
he rented a house.
I done Come Dine With Me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who were you? Cause I did it. Who were you on with?
Right. Let me see if I can remember who I was on with. Ooh, Pete Furman is a magician.
Oh, I like Pete. Yeah.
Yeah. Stan Boardman.
Oh.
Fantastic comedian.
It's sad what happened to his nan's chip shop, though, isn't it?
The Germans.
It was bomb. That's right. And Olivia Lee was the other one.
Okay, it's my sister. Yeah.
Yeah, or your sister. That's right. Yeah. So I was on with them.
And nice. What did you cook and where did you come?
I came last. I cooked tinned chicken soup, which I borrowed off the Red Cross. Oh, and nice. I got, what else did I cook? I got a burger van hired and I stuck it in the front garden. I flipped burgers.
Classy.
Yes, sir. And I made a Swiss roll.
You made a Swiss roll?
Yeah.
How do you make one?
I can't remember. It's all pastry and like all stuff you spread out on the floor and then roll it up with ice cream. And I can't remember how you do it. But if you want to know, you can go on Google and have a look. And it's all on there.
Why did you hire a burger van? Did you lose your burger van?
I wasn't going to use my own because I didn't trust the production company. You know what these people are like. Yeah. You know, these things get destroyed.
Yeah.
So I said to them, you hire me one and stick it in the front garden of the mansion that they also hired for me, which they did do. And I wanted the evening's entertainment to be a bouncy castle when they hired that as well. But unfortunately, it was raining, so no one was going on it with me. So it was a shame. There's a bouncy castle sat in the back garden unused, you know.
Oh, is there anything sadder?
I know, it's quite pathetic, isn't it? And like depressing, that image with a burger guard, burger van in the front garden, and an unused bouncy castle in the back garden.
Sad, isn't it?
That's both gardens covered, though, isn't it?
Very sad.
Needle Fact says, who is this sexy man? This is Angelos. Angelos Epithemio, Tikanis.
Yeah. Who said that? Who was it?
That is Needle Fact.
Needle Fact. I like the sound of that person.
Alex Twitcher says, I got the gallop from your burger van, etc.
Well, you will do if you eat the wrong stuff, yes. Nothing I can do about that. Probably out of date, a lot of the stuff
from your van?
Yeah, my van is.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. Yes. So what we're saying is have a listen to our show, and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/IanLee.
IanLee. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA, and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/IanLee.
Jenna wants to know, what's the difference between a Swiss roll and an Arctic roll?
That's a very good question. One of them comes from Switzerland and one of them comes from Arctic.
And a fashion observation from Rue Bakes Wally, you must be hot in that coat.
No.
No.
Okay. Do you have your carrier bag today, says I, Jobby. And Jason Stratham wants to know what's in your bag. I think that is pushing it a little bit personal, but...
Hold on, please.
Holding on.
This could be a world exclusive. Kim Cattrall's pushchair.
Kim Cattrall's got a baby buggy.
Just in case she feels like taking someone for a stroll.
She's dating him younger and younger. That implies something totally inappropriate.
No,
I step back from that. Here we go.
Here we go. Here's a bag. I've got the old horn in there.
Yep.
But this is a thing I like.
Uh-huh.
This is like if you're feeling... emasculated, right?
Right.
And you're a bloke.
Yeah.
Stick this on, take a selfie, and it looks like you're in the SAS.
Oh dear. Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or like a disgraced priest, you know?
Yeah, try and watch or something.
Yeah, or someone who hasn't signed a consent form to be in a documentary.
That is good. Where did you buy that?
Oh, I got it online. It cost me £500.
Wow, golly gosh. Anything else in there?
Yeah. See that?
Oh, God.
That's a bit of Vin Diesel's face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I come off in the lift when I kissed him. Like that.
Look how happy he is at the memory of that. Look, he's loving the memory.
Don't get to kiss him very often.
No, not.
Ooh, he's not gorgeous. Got that much face.
He's gorgeous.
Yes.
Nice old pair of balls.
That reminds me, I've got to get some onions.
A bottle of Malibu.
Oh.
A birthday celebration. So I hope that helps. It should help. I can't see why it wouldn't help.
I don't know what any of these things mean. Feisty Well says, I'd love to hear about Angelos's run-in with Jonathan Ross.
Right, well, I don't know what that means either.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I'd like to hear about that.
Don Antonio says, Angelos.
Yes?
Do you use Scan and Shop?
No. Okay. No, I don't use it. No. What is it?
It's where you go around and you scan the prices.
Oh, and you're like the shop.
Yeah, but as you go around the shop,
you go around the shop, you're scanning items just to see how much it costs. So when you get to the cashier's desk, it's not a shock.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good idea. I should use that, but I don't, because I'm always having to put stuff back and leave stuff at the counter.
You haven't got the money.
MT104 says, what is Angelos's hair care regime?
Well, you get up and you stick it down and you leave it there.
Wow.
Star, what does that say? Atari Tiger says, Angelos sold me a vegan ham sandwich. Ooh. And it turned out to be proper ham.
Oh.
Well, That is out of order. I'm toying with veganism, and that's a little bit...
Why are you toying with that?
Because I think it's a healthier way of living. That's deflection.
I bet he
liked
the ham sandwich that I sold him, though.
Tiger, did you like the ham sandwich that you were sold?
Let's wait for the reply.
Okay, we'll wait. There's a slight delay, so...
That's okay, it doesn't matter. I bet he liked it.
You'll see.
Okay. He's gone quiet.
What's he saying?
I think you might have him on the ropes. This is why he's gone quiet.
Get him back on.
It was lovely.
There we go, you see? Point proved.
What are these live shows that you're doing with... the Ponsmeister General Barry from Watford. I saw that you're doing shows on Zoom. Is there one this Friday?
There's one on Thursday, actually.
Thursday?
Mate. Yeah.
And you were looking for contestants. Thursday. I nearly signed up for it.
Oh, nearly?
Nearly.
Aren't you a bit busy?
Well, then I think... I think it's like in the evening.
Yeah, 10:30 at night.
Oh, it's late at night.
Bit busy then.
A little bit busy then. Could I have 5 minutes off to go and be on their show?
Yes.
We could just simulcast.
No, we can't simulcast because they're charging.
Oh.
That would be like live streaming from a theatre while Charles Dance is doing Coriolanus.
It would be like that. It'd be very similar to that. Why don't you come on and do the talent show?
Why don't you?
Okay, I'll come on and do the talent show.
Yeah, what would you do?
Hypnotism.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
hypnotism. Great. Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
What happened? So what are you going to use hypnotism?
Yeah, but people don't know that they're hypnotised, you see. When you wake up, you're going to be a posh lady. You all right, Angelos?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you so much. So it's going holding on Thursday, and we will be...
And you're back to normal, Angelos. So it's on Thursday.
Thursday it happens, yeah. Yep. And it's 10:30 at night, and we have a talent show, bedtime story.
Oh.
We have a big interview, hot tropical debate, astrophysics.
All of this crammed into 30 minutes?
Yeah, how do we squeeze that in? Like that. That's how we do it.
Who's the big interview?
Well, it'll be me or Barry.
Okay.
What, being interviewed by the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, big stars.
Yeah, big stars, huge stars. Yeah, but we each have something that we do each week. You know, we're not just sitting there talking nonsense. Like, there's an actual thing that we do. You know, there's an angle.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And where I'm going to put the link. Where can people get tickets?
I don't know.
Oh, flipping.
They should Google it.
Yeah, Google it. It goes on Zoom. It goes on Zoom. It's on Zoom.
Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do during our show.
We'll Google it.
We'll Google it and we'll find the link.
I'm going to Google
tickets
it now.
For your show.
Yeah, find it now. Get the Googler.
Okay.
It is good. I must say, it's really good stuff. You know, it's not rubbish.
Is it muck though?
Well, it's a bit of muck in it. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But not when? Like loads of muck. There's like a liberal smattering of it. There's not like. It's not.
Do you think you'll ever Do you think you'll ever be on TV again? It's changed, isn't it? It's changed.
Oh, it always constantly changes, Ian. But one has to adapt. I refuse to do that, but I will get on. I'll get on there.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
going
to go on Britain's Got Talent.
You're going to go on Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah.
As what?
I'm gonna fry an egg, just Chaz and Dave.
I haven't seen that. Fair play. I haven't seen that done before.
Have we got the link?
Yeah, I'm putting it on the chat.
His show.
I'm giving you a big up in the chat. Before.
This Thursday. Do you do it every week?
We do now. We've had a few weeks off because of holidays and recess.
Yep.
But now we're back every week doing this for as long as we can bear it.
As long as people will stump up.
£5.
£5.
I mean, you know, that's less than a train ticket, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a strange comparison to make.
Yeah, but it is. It's a genuine comparison.
It's absolutely accurate, but just odd.
I tell you what, it's also less than two bits of 2x4 that you get from Travis Perkins. It's less than that.
You are welcome on the show anytime.
Right.
He sounds excited about that.
I know. I was expecting a little bit more.
Oh, great.
That's it.
Is there anything you would like to say to everybody before we have to end this chat?
Well, I love all of them. I love all the people on your show, and I love you. I love everyone. And please come and see our show on Thursday nights at 10:30 on the Zoom. And Catherine will give you the link for at some point.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, just keep all everything together and, you know.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
Just that you are an inspiration.
Oh, that's good.
With those words.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel quite moved. Go on, do it again.
You're going to end the interview as Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. Wake up, Angelos. We have to end now, Angelos, so it's probably time to say goodbye.
Well, it's been hard. It's been a great evening with you. And I got to go to Memphis. And I'll see you soon. Here's my bed.
Oh, you can't leave him like that. That's against the ethics, isn't it? It was uncanny, though. It was uncanny.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.